The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. It's been a lively afternoon for sure. Much of the time our phone lines have been full. If you have been trying to get through, right now I've got two phone lines available. Just two, but I do have two available. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And if you were not listening earlier, I announced the grand prize winner of our Father's Day basket. Carl Hildebrand is the winner. He is our grand prize winner. Carl Hildebrand, congratulations. It's a really cool basket. Very masculine. All right, let's go back to the phones. Next up is Jason in Delaware. Jason, welcome.
Hey, thanks a lot, Pastor. Great thought-provoking show, as usual. I just want to hear your comments about this thought. A couple years ago, using your analogy, the devil lives in the extremes, I thought, am I drifting towards extremist right wing? What does extremist right wing look like? And because extremist left wing is North Korea. And I was like, well, what is an extremist right wing? What would that be? What would that look like? What would a nation state look like that? And what hit my heart was Saudi Arabia. Just 3 years ago, 2 years ago, they just now allowed women to drive alone.
Right.
If you convert from anything, from Islam to secularism to atheism, and I remember an atheist friend of mine on Facebook, back when I used to be on Facebook, a horrific thing where a guy was found to be an atheist and he was publicly whipped, or maybe he was whipped in a correction center or whatever.
Yeah.
And just horrible, just horrible. So I look at this, and I don't know anybody, any of my friends, and I listen to a lot of talk radio, watch a lot of conservative YouTube. I don't know anybody who's like, you know, we need to move towards Christianity only being taught and converse. I don't know of any group, and they're probably out there, unfortunately, but it's just not in our Christian biblical mindset to go to this extremist, like a Saudi Arabia or King George III.
Well, me,
Anglican Christianity only. And my comment is this.
Sure.
Since we are like middle of the road, and I find the left, they kind of like look with fond eyes at radical Islam and in Islam. Even moderate Morocco, you still get fined. You won't go to jail unless you don't pay the fine for converting from Islam. You can still convert, but you get fined. You're not supposed to do that in Morocco. So what do you think about that? And this weird, strange, like why do they – you would think they would be shouting against them the most, but they shout against us. It's really weird. And I can take my answer off the air.
No, don't hang up because I've got a question for you in a minute. But radicals seem to gravitate to each other, the far left and the far right. They really do. They do seem to gravitate to each other and defend each other. When was the last time you heard any radical leftist condemn Saudi Arabia or radical Islam? When was the last time you heard a radical feminist take on Islam and their horrible treatment of women? Now, they will take on Christians, and as you were talking about far left, far right, Jason, we are, you know, I consider myself middle ground, but think of it this way. The farther left the leftists go, the more distance between us and them. And so it seems like we are farther right. It's not because we have moved farther to the right. they have moved farther to the left. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Stephen Crowder illustrates your point. Again, I wish Crowder was a little more cleaner. He doesn't pass the Philippians 8 test. But he went to a feminist rally, and they had blasphemous stuff against Jesus and, like, gross pictures of Jesus as a cross-dresser and all this horrible stuff, but not a thing. And he would bring up Islam. He would bring it up, and nobody would say anything about it. It was just really weird.
Hey, here's my question for you. If our listeners are not aware, Jason is with the police up in Delaware. What is the mood of your fellow police officers around you with all that's going on and the severe condemnation of police and the move to defund police? I'm very interested and concerned about the mood of the people that you work with and deal with.
Well, to be clear, I'm not a Delaware County Sheriff Department. I'm Morrow County.
Okay.
I'm a cop in a jail.
Okay.
So I'm
in Morrow.
Mostly a corrections officer.
Yeah,
in Morrow County. So
okay.
I can't speak for Delaware cops or anything, although I got friends there, but we haven't talked in a little bit. But as far as our jail goes, you know, the morale's down. I mean, it's down, of course. And I had one young man who's a CO thinking about becoming a cop, going from corrections officer to cop in a jail, and then maybe cop on a road eventually.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, I don't think I want to pursue this anymore. And he's a good young Christian guy.
Sure.
And I said, we need good people.
Yeah.
That's exactly the time to join and to rise up. We need people who defend the Constitution, who will stand up and say, no, get off the guy's neck. As far as the Minneapolis, we need someone to say, hey, the guy's hands are cuffed. Get off.
Yeah.
Instead of 8 minutes. So you need people like that. That's exactly what you need. I'm fired up, but I come from a biblical worldview. So I find it a great privilege and a great honor to be allowed to even be a little cop in a little jail.
My greatest concern through all of this is that, I think there are just a very, very few bad apples in the police department. But my fear is that we're going to see an exodus of the good guys, and we're going to see more of the bad guys trying to get on the force for motives that are not correct, not positive, in order to prove something. And I fear that the protests are going to become a self-fulfilling prophecy. When they condemn police, put down police, attack police, defund police, that it's going to be much, much more difficult to recruit the really good people for police forces. Are my concerns unjustified or justified?
Well, I take hope from talking about horrible, wicked, evil culture. Berlin, 1940s, there was a chief of police, he's one of my heroes, named Chief von Helldorf.
Hmm.
And in the midst of that horrible, wicked, evil culture, racist culture, even von Helldorf joined the resistance against racism and real systematic racism, not the stuff that... And he rose up and he said, this isn't right. And his whole, as far as I know, almost his whole department was in the midst of that in Berlin. So his whole department rose up, Berlin police, right in the heart of the beast, helped with the trying to overthrow of Adolf Hitler.
Wow.
And so that's my hope. That,
what a great reminder.
Yeah.
Great reminder, Jason. Your calls are always encouraging and I always appreciate it. God bless you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. I love this audience. I do. I love this audience. What a great call. All right. We need to take a quick but important break. And then we'll be back and wrap things up. If you want to call and get in on the discussion today, if you call right now, I will do my best to get you on the air before we leave. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, this is troubling, but I told you this was going to happen, sadly. I'm not always right, and this is one of the times I'm not real happy that I was right. Because of the lack of leadership of Mayor Ginther, not only has he made the absolutely insane, ridiculous, and counterproductive decision to take down the statue of Christopher Columbus, not one positive thing will be accomplished. Nothing. Zero. Zip. Zilch. Nada. Not one positive thing will occur. There will be no reconciliation. Not one person will be led to feel closer to people of another race. Not one new job will be created. The reasons why he gave, I don't even know what I did with it. Oh, here it is. Here it is. He said the removal of the statue, quote, will allow us to remain focused on critical police reforms, increasing equity in housing, health outcomes, education, and employment. Removing the statue will not accomplish any of those goals and will do nothing to accomplish them. Nothing. But here's what it will do. It will embolden the radicals. It will embolden the radicals. They will have more power, more authority. They will become more aggressive and possibly more violent because you can't appease a radical. It never works. It's never enough. We should know that from history. In addition to that, the mayor has made it very clear to Columbus police that they are not to do anything to get in the way of protesters. No more tear gas, no more quote-unquote chemical agents, no pepper spray, and so forth. I said this several days ago when the mayor announced that decision. It is going to embolden the vandals and the looters because they know they won't be punished. They know they won't be stopped. The mayor has run the white flag of surrender up the pole to the radicals. Now, what prompted me to say this? I'm looking at pictures right now of what's going on downtown. The Holocaust Memorial is being defaced, vandalized right now as we speak. The State House is being spray painted. The pillars, the statues, the steps of the People's House, the State House of the state of Ohio, is being vandalized and defaced right now as we speak in downtown Columbus. I told you this would happen. I warned you this would happen. And all of this falls at the feet of Mayor Ginther of Columbus. And because this is the capital, Governor DeWine. This cannot be tolerated. Peaceful protests, yes, yes, yes. I praised a peaceful protest in Grove City earlier in the program. 10 churches got together to pray and cry out for forgiveness and racial justice. That's wonderful. Looting, vandalism, graffiti? No. But the position that has been taken by Mayor Genther and, sadly, Governor DeWine is emboldening these people. And it's going to get worse. Columbus police, and I know this as a fact, Columbus police are telling their family and friends, don't come downtown. Don't come downtown. Hey, I'm from Los Angeles. I've never lived in a downtown, but I love cities. I love downtowns. I love going into Los Angeles when I was young. I've loved going into Chicago. I loved walking the streets of New York. At least twice I've been and walked the streets. I love cities. There is an energy. I love going to downtown Columbus. I think we have a beautiful downtown. I've always loved going downtown. That's why I was just heartsick when the city center closed. It was such a cool, wonderful place. Joy and I have had just wonderful memories and experiences at the Ohio Theater. I love going to the State House, and I've been there on many, many, many occasions through the years. And here we are in Columbus, Ohio, and we have our own police saying to common citizens, don't go downtown. We can't guarantee your safety. Personal opinion. And I want to make that clear. This is my personal opinion. Much of this falls at the feet of Mayor Genther, Columbus City Council, that have not just encouraged peaceful protests, but have cajoled the lawbreakers. Once you embolden the radicals, the genie is out of the bottle. And these pictures that I'm seeing right now of what's happening in downtown is just heartbreaking. All right. A whole lot more I'd love to say, but we're out of time. Pray for our police. Pray for our leaders. I pray for Mayor Genther. Pray for our churches that they will call for a revival. Folks, please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.